Put your hands together for the choir. Hallelujah. Celebrate Jesus as we welcome. As we welcome our daddy in the Lord, the very Reverend Damian Odoji. Celebrate Jesus. Keep clapping for Jesus. Keep clapping for Jesus. Keep clapping for Jesus. Keep clapping for Jesus. Celebrate the goodness of God. Hallelujah.
Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Give him all the glory. Hallelujah. Your goodness is running after me. Tell your neighbor, say, God's goodness is running after me. Louder. Come on. If that person is not saying it, come on. Go to another person. God's goodness. Come on, come on. Tell that person God's goodness. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. I believe that God's goodness is running after someone. If it's running at anybody, I am the one. I don't know about you, but I am the one. Come on, say, tell your neighbor, say, I don't know about you, but I am the one. His goodness is running after me. His mercy, his kindness, his love, his favor, his abundance, his breakthroughs, his success is running after me. Come on, shout!
Holy, holy, you are Lord God Almighty.
That's right. Come on, let's sing it once.
What is the Lamb?
Oh.
What is the Lamb?
Let's sing it like you mean it. You can just be on your knees.
You are holy.
Yes, Lord.
Holy, holy. Are you Lord God
Almighty?
Almighty.
What is the Lamb?
What is the Lamb?
What is
the Lamb? What is the Lamb?
You are holy.
You are holy.
Yeah. Holy.
Holy.
Yes, sir. Are you Lord?
Are you Lord God Almighty? What is the Lamb?
Worthy,
worthy,
you are worthy,
holy,
you are holy,
holy,
are you Lord,
Almighty, what is the Lamb, what is the Lamb,
hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Holy,
are
you Lord God? Are you Lord God Almighty? What is a Lamb? What is a Lamb?
You are holy.
You are holy.
You are holy.
You are holy.
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 Are you Lord?
Are you Lord God Almighty? What is a Lamb?
What is a Lamb?
What is a Lamb?
Amen.
Amen. Daily I shall live. As a hopeful as a
breeze,
let my whole life be expressions of your grace. Daily as I live, a hopeful as a breeze, let my whole life be expressions of your grace. We cry, Abba Father. We cry, Abba Father. Oh, hallowed be your name. Oh, hallowed be your name.
Hallowed
be your name.
We cry, Abba Father.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Daily as I open as we pray, Jesus, let our whole life be expressions of your praise. We will declare you are the only God.
Hey!
The only God. The only God. Yeshua! We will declare you are the only God, the only God I know.
I need you.
Oh, I need you. Every heart, I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
I come to thee.
I need thee every hour. Most gracious God. No tender voice like that can please the poor.
I need you. Oh, I need
every heart need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior.
I come to thee.
Father, we thank you this hour. We just need you, Lord. Thank you for your presence in the house. Thank you for the atmosphere of worship. Thank you for signs and wonders already taking place. Thank you because I see miracles happening everywhere. I see God touching lives right now. I see God touching lives right now. I see deliverance taking place right now. I see miracles in every manifestation in the name of Jesus. There's a healing in the house right now. Lord, settle that sister. Lord, settle that sister. That is a word for somebody right now. Your issue has been settled. I say your issue has been settled. There is a good news coming for you to declare that issue has been settled. I say there is a good news coming for you, that sister. It is settled already. Oh God, by your power. Those who have called upon your name, let that doors be open in the name of Jesus. Every shut door against anyone this morning, let it be open in the name of Jesus. I declare open doors for you. I declare open doors for that sister. Open doors for that brother. Open doors for that family. Let there be financial favor. Let there be spiritual favor. I declare honor and dignity shall locate you this morning in the name of Jesus. So shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious
name. Amen.
Take your seat in his praises. Hallelujah. Welcome your brother by your labor right. Say welcome to this new month. Come on, say welcome to this new month. I just believe that you are a candidate. Come on, say you are a believe. You are the candidate for God's blessing this morning. I can see it in your eyes. It's already confirmed. Come on, put your hands together for the glory of God. I want to appreciate the name of the Lord for all of you this morning. You can help me appreciate all the pastors and the leaders. And everyone, the technical department, Yosha, come on. Just put your hands together for their lives. Making this service wonderful. And all the ministers today who have been here, who have appeared in this altar.
May the Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. I have a burden in my heart, and that burden is the issues that is missing in the body of Christ. And I'll be talking by the grace of God this morning on the identity, our identity in Christ. What? Our identity in Christ. I just discovered that we are having an identity crisis today in the body of Christ. It's a burden. Whatever I'm just telling you now is a burden in my heart. We have identity crisis. Sometimes we don't even know where we are today. Believers are falling back now. Sometimes you see a believer in the church, the most moment you see him in the disco, identity crisis. You see a believer come to church to worship, the next hour you see him in the bar drinking beer, identity crisis. You see one in the church jumping and shouting, but inside that person, there is a serious jealousy and hatred. Identity crisis. We dress like the world. Some of us manage to dress to the church, but let me, after this church, I won't even remember is that sister anymore. Am I complicating? Identity, loud hair. Identity what? Crisis. I went to a church Sundays and I saw some young men who was playing drum. Thank God he's not type of person like. And like useful. His trouser was like this. You know what I'm talking about? You know that what I'm talking? Saki. Do you call it what? Saki. The trouser was like this. The poor pant was up. Identity crisis. Maybe he just played in one place. And then that morning he has to come back to church. And some of you, when we see you in the church, your eyes are red. What happened? Identity crisis. Some of you, before you climb the stage, God knows what you are taking. Identity crisis. You want to show them, so you take drug. Or something that will make you what? But you don't know that I don't need those things because the Bible says be drunk in the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost makes you I don't need that. Identity crisis. I don't know where we belong. Can you ask your friend, where do you belong? Ask the person, who are you? Loud up, who are you? Please, I beg. Please, just feel free today. Amen. Feel free to. If that person is not talking, that is a problem. That is a problem. Amen. Tell your friends, say, where do you belong? Louder, please. I beg, tell the person, where do you belong? Amen. Where do you belong? Where are you? One leg in, one leg out. So where do you actually you? Thank you. That's a reality. We need to understand this. That being a child of God is different. You are different. But can I go further? Can I confirm your identity? Can we confirm your identity? Are you sure? Ask your neighbor, can we confirm your identity? Amen. I understand that in some organizations, if you don't have identity, you can't work there, right? Am I communicating to somebody? And if you don't even have identity, you cannot have access, right? Am I speaking to someone? So I believe in the house today, can we as pastor verify your identity? Can I verify your identity? You sure? Are you sure? Some people are so confident, eh? Am I communicating to somebody? Now, can I ask you a question? Ask your neighbor, so where is your identity card? Because some people are strangers this morning. Amen. And visitors. Am I communicating to somebody? Some people are here as what? Visitors. I'm not asking the visitor who are coming today. But there are some. They come to church, but they are actually visitor. They don't have the identity. They don't have the identity card. And even if you verify your identity, can I validate it? Because some people will verify it after 1 year, 2 years. You see a sister, fire. After 3 years, it's gone. Thank you. As I spare, God bless you. So I love that word. God bless you, man, for helping me with that word. So it means some people's identity has expired. So can we validate it? Then neighbor say, I hope you renew your identity today. Louder. Tell the person again, please. I hope you renew your identity. Say, so, are you ready? Come on. Come on, put your hands together for our glory of our God. We need to renew our identity. At the end of this message is just to provoke you. I may not meet your expectation, but I believe the Holy Ghost will meet your expectation. I may be short of what you want me to preach today, but I believe the Holy Ghost will not be short of what to declare to you. Even at this moment, even if I round up, there's one thing you should do today, is to renew your identity. That's a spare. God bless you. And that's the truth. Let's validate it. Let's validate it. I know you are of the world. You are of the world. I understand. Even Jesus prayed for you in John 17. He said, keep them. Why? He knows there will be such things. He said, keep them. Make them one as we are one. Identity crisis. We are of the world, but we are not part of what? The world. Can we separate you from them? Shout a louder amen. Does that tell you, if something is trending in the world, does it mean it should trend in the church? You see something, believers become copy-paste. What did I say? The world is winning us instead of us winning them to Christ. Let's check ourselves. I think I remember our test was from the book of Ephesians chapter 1, right? The Bible reading was from verse 3 to 13. Let's begin from today there and let's see something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 3. Blessed be the Lord, the God of our Father. Are we there? Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 3. Let's see. Thank you. 1, 2, let's go. Blessed be the God. Help me out. And the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who had what? One person. Has blessed us. The word is what? Us. I believe that you are a child of God. Am I communicating to someone? So the Bible says it has blessed us with what? With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In who? Identity in Christ. Am I communicating? In Christ. So if you are not in Christ, what happened? That says you are in crisis. Means you are not blessed with spiritual what? Blessings. So it has to be who? In Christ. In Christ, you are a new creation. You have the new man. I am not a new man. I don't know about you. Am I communicating to somebody? I am what? A new man. A new creation. And the Bible says what? You help me out. You know it already. All things has what? And what happened? All things has become what? Can you ask your neighbor, are you sure the old things have passed away? Can I check your gallery, your photo gallery? Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Here I am. Can I check your photo gallery? What are in those photos? And you say old things are... You still keep your old boyfriend photo. Even though you are in your husband's house, you are still keeping... My friend, delete. Tell your neighbor, say delete. Louder, say delete it. Your bad habit, delete it. Delete your anger. Am I gonna delete the loss? Am I speaking to somebody? Oh, are you sure if we check your gallery, we don't see the picture of a naked woman? Naked man also, thank you, because it's both sides, right? Delete it. I am telling you, delete it. It means the old things have not passed away. Your old things are still by your side. And you know what the devil will do? He will take you back. What he will do? He will take you back. He's good. You can't beat him in the game. He's the champion of that game. You can't beat the devil. No way. You cannot what? Beat the devil in the game. No way. He knows how to beat you. Even before you do anything, he has gone to beat you. So don't think you are wise. No, I'm just keeping them for keeping sake. Delay them. Then I was a deleter. Come on, Allah. There's a deleter. Am I speaking to somebody in the house? Verse number 4. Quickly. Okay, let me just read them quickly. Amen. Just pick one or two words in that verse 4. Let's pick it quickly. Okay. Verse number 4 now. Verse 4. Pick one or few verses. I'll stop somewhere there. Now, according to what? As he had chosen us in him. Did you see the word again? In him. Identity in Christ. So you are chosen. Hey, louder, say, I'm chosen. Can you remember, say, I'm chosen. Am I communicating to somebody? Are you sure you are chosen? Yes. Hear what the Bible says. He had chosen us in him before the what? The foundation of the world. My friend, you are God's choice. Come on. I say you are God's choice. Amen. Lord, I say I'm God's choice. Am I speaking to somebody? Let nobody pass judgment on me. I am God's. Hey, come on, help me now. Help me out. I say let nobody pass judgment on me. I am God's. Tell your neighbor, say, don't pass judgment on me. Hallelujah. I'm God's choice. I am God's choice. He chose me before the foundation of the world. Am I communicating? And when you are God's choice, you are the first. He loves you. Amen. He cares for you. Yes. Am I speaking to somebody in the house? The Bible says he has chosen you. He has chosen you, brother. So you are his choice already. Before the foundation of the world. You know, anytime I go through the scripture and God look at the children of Israel in the book of Exodus chapter 19 from verse 20, what he was telling today, he said, you are my treasure. My special what? Treasure. Above all the people on the earth. You are my treasure. Did you hear that word? Do you hear that word? God is calling a man, you are his. You are his. Do you know God value more than all the things on the face of the earth? Oh, come on. Your value. Tell them, say, I'm of value.
I am value.
Come on, say, I'm of value.
I am value.
Am I speaking to somebody in the house? When God chooses me, he has value. He repeated the same scripture in the book of Deuteronomy 10 verse 14. You are the God's treasure above all the people. The same thing is repeated again in the same Deuteronomy 14 28. Say, God, you are his treasure. The same thing is repeated in Deuteronomy 26 verse 28. You are special treasure. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7. What did he say? So for we have this earthen vessel. Amen. Sorry. We have this treasure. Sorry. We have what? This treasure. Hallelujah. In 18 vessels. Come on. We have this treasure. In 18. My friend, I'm a carrier of treasure. Come on. When you see me, you see treasure. Not this treasure. Not my son. Am I communicating? Tell him, when you see me, you see treasure. I am a treasure myself. Am I communicating? Are you looking for words? Are you looking for money? Oh, come on. Are you coming? I'm coming. Are you looking for money? Do you know that you are that money? Come on. You are not understanding the scripture. 2 Corinthians, I think 4:7, right? Put it for them. You see, because some of you don't understand. You are that trick. Thank you. Is it there? 1, 2, let's go. You have this. It's not a promise, oh. It's not just a promise. This is not a promise. This is reality. Come on. What did I say? Come on, I said. It's not a promise. Now what? It's who you are. That is my identity. I have this treasure. I have these blessings. I have this breakthrough and this package in me. So when I am in your business, I am the treasure of your business. Come on, you don't understand what I'm talking about. If I am your wife, I am your husband, I am that treasure. Come on, am I speaking to somebody? Hello, is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? If you are with your colleague, you are that treasure. You may not have job now, but there's a treasure in you. Hey, am I speaking to somebody in the house? Are you understanding this? You need to understand this dimension. You have to understand. Put it for them again. Because some things all of you will read. And we have, come on, now 1, 2. We have what? This treasure in an empty vessel. And that what? That the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us. So gentlemen, that treasure is of God. And with that treasure, you can have success, you can break through, you can have financial honor, you can have lifting. Am I communicating to somebody? So gentlemen, it may be wherever you are, it may not appear where you are, but let me tell you, your appearance and your future shall be great because you have a treasure. I say you have a treasure. I am the treasure. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, I am that treasure. A leak out of our current treasure. Am I speaking to somebody? You are that treasure. Leak out of our. You are not a treasure. You are not a trash. I am a treasure, not a trash. I am a. Am I speaking to myself? I am a treasure, not a trash. You can't trash me. You can't trash me. I am that treasure. If somebody comes around and looking at you and say, you are not good at your job. My friend, it means you lack understanding. You are the treasure. Amen. You can't trash me. Tell your friends, you can't trash me. Yeah. Hello? He broke my heart. Who broke your heart? Which heart? Amen. Solomon. Is it Solomon that said, my son, give me your heart. You can't break my heart because I already given it to Jesus. The one you break, am I communicating? It's not my heart. It's somebody's heart. Because I've given my heart to Jesus already. I am the treasure. So if you don't look for me, you may not have that treasure. Young men, you can't look for me. Don't look at our sister as just women. They are treasure. Come on. Am I so? I think I'm the only one. Is somebody hear what I'm talking about? Yes, and you, sister, don't look at men as ordinary. They are your treasure.
Yes, sir.
Come on, shout! Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Amen. Understanding your identity makes you outstanding. I discovered the church is lacking identity these days. Am I speaking to somebody? You are so special.
I'm special.
I'm telling you, you are. You are too special. Tell them I'm special. I'm too special. Hey. Am I speaking to myself alone? Amen. You know, Paul came to a point in the land, he came to a point that people might look at him and say, he's just boasting. But he said, look, my boasting is in the Lord. My boasting, what? Is in the Lord, because you're that treasure. Sometimes you ask yourself, how am I excelling in my office? Is you're that treasure. You are. Can I go further? Can I go further?
Yes, sir.
You have that treasure.
I am that treasure.
Now go to verse number 5. Yes. We finished 4, right? Go to 5. Go to 5. Let me show you something. You've been reading it, I know. Now, 1, 2, let's go. For we preach not ourselves, but Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. So the preaching is not about us, but it's about him. The declaration is about him. Now, let me say this to some of you here. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus. Now, when you are a child of God, and you said, I am healed. You think it's you? By his stripes, I am healed. Who are you talking about? You are preaching Jesus Christ. Because the word is him. Okay. In the beginning was the word. And the word was God. Am I communicating? So, listen to me. Meaning when you confess the word, it is Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Am I? Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Now listen to me. The letters you see in the world, they are the revealed word of God. They declare the personality of Christ. When you say, I am a son of God, I am a child of God, it is not about you. Am I speaking so? The man has made you a child.
Yeah.
He said, what manner of love is this that the Father has bestowed upon you? So when you are saying, I am a child of God, you are.
Yes.
Come on. I say, you are.
Yes.
Lord, I say, you are.
I am.
Come on, tell somebody, say, I am a child of God.
I am a
daughter of God. I am a son of God. Are you a son?
Yes, sir.
Come on, tell your neighbor, are you a son and a daughter? I am. I'm not the one that said it. The word said it. So what do I do? The word said it. I said, so what do I do? It's Christ I'm declaring to my life. This is what he said. He said, your gentleman, he said, be expedient that I go.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But you know one thing? Even if I go, I will not leave you comfortless. I will do what? Bible says, what did I say? I will send what?
Send
the Holy Ghost, which is what? Your comforter. Am I communicating? Not only that, he is your helper. Am I communicating? Not only that, he is your teacher. Am I communicating to someone? Gentlemen, you cannot be a non-entity as a child of God because you have the identity of Christ and the Holy Ghost is your teacher.
Yes,
am I speaking to somebody in the house?
Yes,
that's why he says, even if they bring you before the kings and say, look, I said this, there is no need to can say, just tell them. But as you open your mouth, he will declare the mysteries of God.
Yes,
somebody hear what I'm telling me? To unto me is given that I might know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. So I am not just a person. I am a man with an understanding that I know the mysteries of heaven.
Oh, come on.
Are you really understanding what I'm talking about? Amen. So number one, understand your identity. What I said? Who? In Christ. Understand your identity. They never say understand your identity. Amen. You must understand your identity. This is the problem we have. We must understand it. Amen. Understanding guarantees you insights. It gives you enlightenment. It gives you knowledge and the revelation of who he is. When you have understanding, you know your rights and privileges. Am I correct? Amen. Am I communicating? You have know your rights and privileges. Can I speak from perspective which we know? When you get employed, a company tries to give you an identity card and they give you what is called an offer letter. Am I right? Now, the offer letter guarantees you the privileges and the right. So anytime you work, amen, either 2 weeks or 1 month, they will tell you at the end of 30 days or some companies pay to 2 weeks, shout aloud, amen. Amen. That this is what we will give you. Am I communicating to somebody? Hello? Now, if they don't give you, what do you do? If they pay others, and thank you. What do you do? You demand it, right? Thank you, man. You demand it. Because this is my privilege. It's my right now. It's my Thank you. So there are some of us, we treat the Bible as not our right. Hello? Am I speaking to someone? We get some things in the Word of God as not our right. We think it's for that brother. We think, thank you. We think it's for that pastor. Hey, hello. Or for that bishop. Hello. Or the archbishop. Or that word is only the Pope. You are wrong. And I say, you are wrong. The same right I have is what you have. That's what the Bible says. Ephesians chapter 4, it says, one God, one Lord, one faith. Am I communicating? The Father of all. So it's not the Father of one person. Father of who? All. He's the Father of all. One faith, one God, one Lord. So he's a Father to all of us. Not one person. So you have a right and a privilege. So your understanding makes you outstanding. Shout a louder amen. So what you understand puts you on top. So the reason why you see some people dim manifestation and things working for them is the understanding they have, the privileges they know in Christ Jesus. So what do? They appropriate it for themselves. Hallelujah. Am I communicating to somebody in the house? Tell your neighbor, say, appropriate the word. Let us say, appropriate the word. Amen. So your understanding matters. Tell your neighbor, say, your understanding matters. I say, your understanding matters. Hallelujah. And after today, you will understand your privilege. You know, Jesus was speaking in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 13. Amen. In that scripture, he came to a point, he was asking, he gathered his disciples, and he asked them, who do men think I am? Have you gone through that scripture so many times? Who do men think I am? Thank you. Thank you. Is that six? All right, you are right. Correct. Amen. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea, right, Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? Amen? No, that this type of life that he was talking about, the man. And I believe it in my heart, the same way we are thinking. Who do men think I am? First question. Then he came to his disciple. He said, amen. And in that answer, he said, some people said, you are Elijah, right? Amen. Is there? Is it there? Some of them think you are what? John the Baptist. Am I speaking to somebody? Now, they were giving different definitions and descriptions of Jesus. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Are you not sure you are like that, like those people? That's how some of us treat the word of God. That's how some of us treat Jesus Christ. That's how we treat him. Amen. Matthew 6. I think you can get it also in 13, right? Amen. If I'm correct. Amen. Am I speaking to somebody? Now, but he came to his disciples. And then he said, what do you think? Hey, come on. The question that comes back to somebody, say, what do you think? Okay, let the word say it. I'm Elijah. I'm Elisha. So at him, as God of Elijah, send your fire. Elijah, thank you so much. God of Elijah, send. God of Elijah, and of fire. Amen. But you know one thing? His name is Emmanuel. God with us. So what do you think? As a disciple, what do you think? He said, no, we know that you are the Son of God. Am I communicating? What do men think of me? What do men say of me? So what do you say of Jesus? Tell them, I say, what do you say of Jesus? Am I communicating? What did you say of Jesus? What do you think? What is he to you? Tell them, I say, what is Jesus to you? Amen. One religious person. One prophet. You know, there are some of us are still there. One prophet, as Christians believe, so leave me, I'm coming to church. I'm just coming to worship their prophet. Not your own. They are prophet. Let me tell you the truth. Some of you actually are strangers in the house. Peter understood him and gave a clear description of who he is. But in that moment, that revelation put Peter on top. That revelation what? Put Peter on top. That understanding put him what? On top. How many of us want to be on top? I am telling you, you can only be on top when you understand your identity. He said, upon this rock, shakalaba, I will build my church. From henceforth, you are no more Simon. Bar Simon, amen. You are no more. He changed his name. He changed his name. May that understanding change you today in the precious name of Jesus. I say, may it change you today in the precious name of Jesus. Am I communicating to someone in the house? So, my friend, your understanding qualifies you for greater privileges in Christ. Number two. Reaffirm your position. Now, having understood your identity, what's the next thing? Come on. It's one thing about understanding, but it's another thing, what? Reaffirm who I am. Amen. Amen. Can I say something here? Can I say something here? All right. I don't think Treasure needs to struggle to know that he's my son. Does he? I'm just giving an example. Does he? He doesn't. Hello? Hello? No. Does he need to think? Hey, does he need to think? I'm asking you people, your daughter, your sons, do they need to think? Am I communicating? No, they don't need to think. Your children, do they need to think that you are your kids? Does John have to think that you are the mother? Praise God, am I communicating to you? Hello? Okay. But you know, some of us can be a son, but we are not thinking that we are son. Am I speaking to somebody? We don't even understand that we belong, that there are rights and privileges of me that I have to take. That is mine. That is what? Mine. Rightly mine. Am I speaking to somebody? So do I need to negotiate for it? Louder, say, do I need to negotiate for it? How many of us are negotiating with Jesus? You see him as a negotiator. Hello? Lord, I give you this. Amen. Am I communicating to somebody? I will do this. You give me. When I pay my tithe, you give me 100%. Shout aloud. Shout aloud. Amen. Am I speaking to somebody? Gentlemen, may I speak to someone in the house? One of the things we are missing out today is reaffirming our position. Reaffirm yourself. It's something you know within you. Am I communicating to you? So when you reaffirm it, you don't need the pastor to tell me. I just work in it. I just do it. Am I speaking to somebody? I go straight to the point. Hello? Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Tell your sister, say, and your brother by your side, reaffirm your position. Like I said, reaffirm your position. Amen. Can we reaffirm our position in Christ? Should we? We have to. We have to. Don't walk like a slave. Amen? Don't have the mentality of a slave. You are a son. Reaffirm who you are. Don't walk like a beggar. Don't talk like a beggar. Don't be a man that will be pitied. Don't be a sister to be pitied. Am I speaking to somebody? Am I speaking to someone in the heart? Don't be a man that people will pity you. God knows my heart. And anybody who has had me 40 years back, I told myself I cannot be pitied. And for those who have known me here, I can never be pitied. I don't want somebody to tell me, Peleo, Undo, Senuo. No! No! Am I speaking to someone in the house? Shout a louder, amen. I am what Christ says I am. You are. He said, as he is, so we are. His personality is what I carry. His personality is what I carry. So reaffirm your position. That is what it takes. Even when you know you are sick, Don't get the enemy to think he has taken hold of you. By his stripes. By his stripes. Not only he, you were healed. That's what we said. It's not just I am, but you were. So it means you already been healed. He came very late. You don't understand, my. He came late. You are not I am, but it has been healed. So in other words, you have taken delivery of your healing for long. Am I communicating? You are not going to go as a champion. You are already a conqueror. Don't go with the mentality of defeat. Somebody hear what I'm talking about? Don't go to that exam or don't go to that fight. Don't go for that interview with the mentality of defeat. Am I speaking to somebody? Hey, are you with me in the house? Hello? Hello? Am I communicating? You are victorious. You are. Am I communicating? I am God's delight. That's who I am. He will favor me. Amen. He will favor the righteous. And I walk in this newness. I walk in this newness. Am I communicating? So he has to favor me. Somebody hear what I'm talking about? Don't tell yourself you are poor. You are not. He died poor that you might be rich. Am I speaking to somebody? He takes delight in the prosperity of the saints. You are not poor, my friend. Come on, say you are not poor. Reaffirm who you are. Even we know your pocket is saying empty. Even when there is nothing in the credit card or the what do you call the other one? What do you call it? Debit card, right? Trade two types. Credit card and debit card. Even when there is no, don't tell that's the end of the road. Brother, you are rich in him. I say you are rich in him. I say you are rich in him. Am I communicating to somebody? Then he said, my thoughts towards the thought of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So, brother, wherever I am today does not define where I will be tomorrow. I have my identity in Christ Jesus. Am I speaking to somebody in the house? Come on, shout a louder amen. I refuse to be a victim, for I am a victor. I refuse to be a failure, for I'm a success. I refuse to be downcast, for I know I'll be upright. That's what the Bible said, decree it in, and he shall be saved. Us established. Am I communicating? Amen. Tell yourself that even when there are casting down, tell yourself there is a lifting up. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. So that is reframing my position. I will stop. Amen. Did anybody hear what I'm talking about? When you go for an interview, the Bible says that does not work, does not eat. So what are you working for? But God, I am going to eat. I need food. So give me job. So you cannot be applicant with the word of God. He said, I shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the word. You are kidding. What is happening to you? Tell your neighbor, what is happening to you? Now you are becoming a beggar. You've lost who you are. You're almost losing your identity. Hey, what is happening? You don't even know who you are again. Thank you. That's right. I think that songwriter said it right. I know who I am, right? So may you know who you are. I said, may you know who you are. I said, may you know who you are from today. Am I communicating to somebody? So my friend, there's something that God has packaged for you. Just reaffirm it. Amen. Reaffirm it. Reaffirm it. He said, the young lion shall lack. But the day that trust God shall not lack any good thing. It's called good thing. It's called what? Good thing, not bad thing. God never meant bad for you because it's not bad. It's called good God. Hey, for he has given unto all things that pertain to life and godliness. Second Peter chapter 1. First, am I communicating? Amen. I think from verse 5 down, right? So he has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Come on, you are sufficient in him. And he said he has given us all things richly to enjoy. And the last part, walk into your identity. What do I say? Louder, say, what do I say? Louder, say, what do I say? Walk into your identity. Then I will say, walk into your identity. Come on, walk into it now. Walk into it. Walk into it. Walk into your identity. Walk into your identity. No matter what happened, walk into your identity. You will have a scripture, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. But he said, I walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desire of the flesh. Amen. Now, in Romans 13, verse 13, he said, walk properly as in the daytime. 1 Thessalonians 4:11 say that you might walk before the outsiders. Am I speaking to somebody? I know some of you are writing. Because of you who are writing, I think I need to have given some scriptural reference. Amen. Amen. Romans 13, verse 13. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Just write it down. And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11. Colossians 4, verse 5. Finally, as we stand up, Isaiah 2, verse 4. 5. Thank you. Isaiah 2, verse 5. Stand up. Isaiah 2, verse 5. Please. We need to praise God. Amen. You will give God two offerings today, your offering and thanksgiving, just to thank Him for the 3 months He has kept you. We're in the 4th month. Please do it quickly. Do it quickly. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. I stop here. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 5. All right. Please, even if there is nothing, carry this word today. This is a powerful scripture that I want you to carry along today. Can we read it together? Want to please look at the scripture? Want to let's go. Oh, house of Jacob. You can put your name. Oh, KCMI members. Oh, amen. He said what? Come ye. And let us what?
Walk
in the light of
the Lord.
Come ye. Let us walk in the light of the world. Let's walk in this light. Let's walk with this understanding. That's all I can tell you. Walk with this understanding. All heads bowed right now before the offering. I just want to pray for you right now. Please, this is a moment. This is a moment. I just want to pray for your life. That from today, you have that understanding. You are here. You are far from here. And you want to say, Jesus, come into my life. I submit myself. Confess with me now. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you with this understanding. I am sorry. From this moment, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, O God. By your mighty hands, blessed be your name. Today, I have the understanding. As a child of God, I reaffirm my position. From this moment, I will walk in it. In the name of Jesus. And for those who are not saved, I ask you for the forgiveness right now. Ask God to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from your righteousness. That sister, that brother, just raise up your hands. I pray with you now. Jesus, I submit my life to you right now. Just quietness for a while. Quietness for a while. You want to say, Jesus, here am I. Just raise up your hands. As I surrender to Jesus, raise it up and say, Lord, forgive me now. Today is my day. It can't pass me by. God bless you. God bless you. Father, mercy. Father, mercy. Father, mercy. Father, mercy. You are the converter. You are the one that can change mankind. Lord, as they come to you with the assurance that you will forgive them and you will cleanse them from unrighteousness, forgive them of their past and set them free. In Jesus' precious name.